there's a button for us.
It's been a little while, but we're back.
We're back.
I am so happy to be back, to
Me
be
too.
Honest.
Yeah.
There's so much that's gone on in the last 3 months. It's been 3 months.
That's crazy.
3 months since we recorded an episode of the Daddy Daughter Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Joel Barnes.
And my name is Hannah Barnes.
And this is the Daddy Daughter Podcast. You are listening to a dad, 42, born in 78. His daughter, 13.
Born in 07.
Born in 07. Just having a conversation. Just talking. And you know what? We have had a ton of talks since the last time we recorded.
Mm-hmm.
A ton of really hard conversations. I'm actually flashing back to a really hard conversation that we had right there on that couch. And there's a lot of tears involved for both of us. And I think it was the first time that's ever happened. And that's not what I meant to flash back to. And that's not how I wanted to start the show. But that's just something that maybe we can talk about later another time. But welcome back, kiddo. What do you remember about 3 months ago?
Well, you helped me remember and helped me jog my memory that 3 months ago was the election.
That is true.
And we had that anxiety around that election.
Yeah.
And the results.
Yep.
What was it? The day before the election, or like a couple days before? It wasn't the day of.
The last time we recorded, we actually recorded Sunday after the Saturday after the Tuesday of Election Day. So in other words, we knew the results. We knew the results. We knew that Joe Biden was our new president. We talked about, people dancing in the streets and stuff like that.
That's right, we did.
And we talked about the fact that you were sleeping until noon, and I called you, and I was like, what are you doing? And you were like, am I in trouble? And I'm like, no, I was just trying to tell you that the election results came in, but.
Yeah, oh yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, so that was it. It was the Sunday after the Saturday after the Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
which was also surgery day for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, so election day, surgery day, same day for me.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people said that they were jealous that I got to be on drugs during the election day and all that the whole week. But little did we all know what was going to happen. I remember even in that conversation, in our last conversation, season 3, episode 3, we are in season 3 still. We're going to finish it out. We're going to do our 12 episodes, is mm-hmm. what we said we're going to do. But this is episode 4.
Mm-hmm.
And little did we know what was going to happen next in the story of the surgery of Joel's knee.
Mm-hmm.
It's been kind of crazy. What's it been like for you? That's Gracie. Someone's outside your window. She'll protect us.
What was the question?
What's it been like for you? Tell me from your perspective what has happened in the last 3 months around this gosh darn knee.
Well, you had surgery.
Yep.
And you're still in a lot of pain. Probably more pain than you were before.
Yes.
A lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you took your pain meds, you wouldn't want to take them.
Yeah.
Because you would feel groggy and sleepy and.
Yeah.
Didn't really like the fact that you weren't able to read or write or do really mm-hmm. anything.
Yeah.
And just still seeing you in pain,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was really hard. You know, I feel like anyone with a close family member who's dealt with another family member being in pain physically, emotionally, or mentally.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a toll on the people around you.
Yep.
You know, and that doesn't mean that the person who's in pain is a burden in any way.
Yeah.
Is taking anything away from anyone. If anything, it's adding on to who they are as a person.
Mm. That's, we're going to come back to that. So it's adding on. So me still 3 months later hobbling around on these crutches. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, the last couple of days I've been trying not to, which mm-hmm. has been, you know, I'm still I'm practicing. I'm in practice sitting up mode. I'm like, how long can I sit up vertically? But we're gonna come back to that point that it adds on to the person that you are. Okay, so. So we've kind of established that still in pain, still stuff going on, right? Mm-hmm. Did I have one surgery?
No, you had three in total.
Mm-hmm. Three surgeries. So after
the election, the first surgery, that mm-hmm. was when you got the first.
Yeah.
Was it two? That was the first one.
Yep.
And then second.
Routine, simple meniscectomy.
Yep.
Yep.
And then you were still in so much pain. And so you went back to the doctor, they gave you an exam or something, they gave you an exam, said that you needed to stay, they didn't know how long exactly, and so you stayed there for what, like a week?
In the hospital, yeah.
For like what, 5 days?
Mm-hmm. 5 days, first time. And that was my second surgery. Mm-hmm. That was another one, just trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah. Like
why a month later, so about a month after my first surgery, I had to go back. They had tried a bunch of different things, pulled fluid off, blah, 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 sent a bunch of tests. We weren't figuring anything out. So they said, well, only thing we can do is go back in.
Mm-hmm.
Went back in. Exploratory, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. 5 days in the hospital. And then
third surgery was, you're still in a lot of pain. You were mm-hmm. back from the hospital
mm-hmm.
After 5 days. And then you went back
mm-hmm.
for...
I was having fever.
Like... yeah.
I was running a fever at night.
You had a fever and we were scared that you had COVID. And so I went home with mom.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got scared. You know, I just stayed in my room for the rest of the night. You did the same thing.
Yeah.
Couldn't hug you goodbye just in case to stay safe. Yeah. So you went to the hospital. Turns out you didn't have COVID. You were negative.
Right.
But then they kept you for a day.
They admitted me. I thought it was just for a day. It ended up being for another 5 days and another surgery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One more surgery. So I've had three all day, three total. What has happened now is, I've been diagnosed with a pain syndrome called CRPS. If you Google it, it's not a fun read exactly. But what it basically means is when you have a trauma like surgery or an injury, something like severe, your body, everybody's body kind of goes into a like, oh crap, something happened mode. And they go, and it goes into this, you know, your body registers pain, your body registers, send all the blood to that area, send, you know, white blood cells and everything that you need to that site. To try to mitigate that pain, mitigate the injury, keep your body from being in more injury because of it. And that normally lasts for about 2 to 3 hours in normal cases. But in my case, it has lasted for 104 days. Yeah, I know. Yeah. So I've been counting days on purpose because I think that there's a lot of different reasons. I think that it's going to help to understand a lot of things in the future. I think it's a good way to keep record, but... We're in 104 days after that first surgery,
mm-hmm.
three surgeries later, and now there's this CRPS syndrome that set in. It has seemed to be, the pain seemed to spread to my hip now,
mm-hmm.
So that's why it's hard to sit up. That's why I'm kind of like in, training to try to sit up. But needless to say, it's not been a fun 3 months. It's been a hard 3 months. It's been a very painful 3 months. It's been hard to be seen in this last 3 months by you. It's hard for me to let you see me in pain. It's hard to be in pain, especially as much pain as I have been. It flashes back to like the what was going on with me when it flashes back to my trauma, like back when I was a kid and seeing my father in pain. And, you know, there was a period probably 6 years or so before any of the abuse or whatever stuff started registering or started realizing what was happening. where I just remember seeing the person that I loved and I like kind of worshiped the ground that he walked on in so much pain, and really like it like did something to me. It kind of like broke my heart in like a new way. And to realize that you're experiencing that is hard. It's been a very hard. It's been a really hard time. The time that I was just thinking about a few minutes ago was we had a whole conversation that we're not going to get into right now, because mm-hmm. it was a conversation between you and me mm-hmm. and for you and me. But it was a conversation around both of us kind of looking at and kind of paying attention to what's going on, like what's happening. Mm-hmm. Because we knew we had been in this thing longer than we should have been. We knew that we were suffering longer than we had been. We should have been. And it was not easy. And it was really hard. And it was, I think in some way, it was starting to wear on us, you and me, mm-hmm. because we weren't communicating. We weren't talking, right? Yeah. We were just kind of shut down, like minding our own business, suffering our own ways, mm-hmm. but both suffering, you know, in different ways. And so that's been the last 3 months. It hasn't exactly been a fun 3 months. But if anything, that's the excuse that we're giving for not recording in the last 3 months. But we're back. And we just wanted to just reconnect. We want to reconnect, recommit to this project, to having these conversations. They're always so good. They're always so good for me. They're always so good for me to sit across from you and listen to you. And just talk to you in that way and have an intentional time. It's funny because as many conversations as we have, every week we talk about something, mm-hmm. but there's just something about it. There's something about like taking the intentional time and intentionally walking through just a couple of different topics.
Yeah.
So, I mean, my question is, what do you think, how can you describe being inside of a pandemic, being inside of like this whole world, right? And then having something, a tragedy happen, like a trauma happen with me and what's been going on with me. And, you know, the talk of the syndrome that's like, you know, this that lasts for a long time, blah, blah, blah. This talk of maybe now having to have my knee replaced in the next couple of months.
Yeah.
How does all that like, you know, how does that feel? How's it been for you?
I mean, it's hard, you know. I feel like even with you just saying those words, that like build up, you know, was kind of just a good starting point of how it actually is, you know, because yeah. you just said that there's talk of having your knee replaced in a couple months, mm-hmm. you know, and that by itself,
yeah,
you know, is one, crazy to think about.
Crazy.
Two, it's like upsetting to yeah. think about.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that you went into this feeling in pain.
Yeah.
And then you're not coming out of this. You're going through this in more pain. You mm-hmm. know, and I said before, you know, like any close person in a person's life, you know, who is going through trauma, going through something
yeah.
that is taking a toll on them,
yeah.
you know, is going to affect other people or the people around them,
yeah.
you know. So, yeah, it's hard, you know, because, I mean, I've definitely seen people in pain, you know, in my life. Mm-hmm. But this is a different kind of pain, you know. It's a physical pain where like it's not something you can easily hide,
yeah,
you know, because I mean it can be, you know, it's just not easy.
Yeah,
you can hide it, but it's just not easy to hide it.
Yeah, totally.
You know, and so I know people who have done that. I've done that.
Yeah,
you know, who hide it, and it's easy to hide it, you know. Yeah. This isn't a situation where it's easy to hide.
Yeah.
And so just seeing, realizing that, yeah. like physically seeing that, like having it be in front of you, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, in last episode, we talked about kind of being a caretaker or being in a position of a caretaker or a person who is taking care of someone else or caring for someone else that's going through a hard time. And it's funny because, you know, this is the Sunday after the Saturday of the election results, after the election Tuesday / surgery Tuesday. And you had just gotten back to my house because even though I had surgery on Tuesday, you hung with me on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I think you still went with your mom on Friday, came back on Sunday. And I said, and we were talking about in that episode about like the importance of taking care of yourself when you're taking care of somebody else.
Yeah.
And the importance of like realizing how many different things, and gosh, how many more opinions do I have about that in particular? Mm-hmm. One of them is like, wow, like that's a word. Like to be able to take care of yourself, to make sure that you're taking care of yourself, especially when you're taking care of someone else. I mean, if you're a parent, this goes out to you. If you're a caretaker of a parent at this point, because right, parents taking care of kids, and at some points the kids take care of the parents. If you're a teacher, you're a coworker, if you're a friend, if you're a best friend, if you're a anything, you got to take care of yourself to make sure you're taking care of others, right? And that word will preach all day. But how much more context and color I feel like I've gotten around that whole topic. And just around the topic of suffering in general, to the point where I'm actually actively writing a book about this whole experience and about suffering. And about the different perspectives, right? The person that is suffering and the person that is caring for someone that's suffering.
Yeah.
And how to kind of interact, kind of a choose your own adventure. Like, hey, if you're the person that's suffering, start on page 5. If you're the person that's caring for a sufferer, start on page 56. But you have to read both perspectives. You have to see what the other person thinks and what the other person says and how to kind of interact with them. And one of the main things that I have started outlining in the book is how important it is to make sure that with a person that's suffering, specifically a person that is going through something, about, you know, the person that you are to them in that moment is so much more impressionable upon them because they're weak, because they don't have as much in the tank. They don't have as much energy, right? Because pain will suck all that energy out of them. You know, and here's the thing. Here's what I love about what you just did a second ago is you just kind of touched on the fact that there's this parallel, this really weird parallel between physical pain and emotional pain. And probably the reason why they're both called pain, you know, at the end, but there's this parallel that says that about how to walk with someone through physical pain, and then a lot of those things very easily parallel how to walk with someone going through emotional pain.
Right.
And what's interesting to me to hear you talk is that you've probably seen more people in emotional pain than you actually have seen people in physical pain.
Mm-hmm.
But you still are making those correlations, which I think is incredible. But anyways, book's coming. We'll figure that out one day. But the whole point is, you know, there has been a lot of pain. There's been a lot of pain on both sides, I think. You know, there's been you trying to care for me trying to care for you right back. You know, but one of the practices we got into week one was making sure you still kind of maintain your schedule with your mom, even though things were kind of hard here, getting up and down or getting ice or whatever, or ice packs or whatever it is. I wanted to make sure that I still gave you that space so that you just had a little bit of reprieve from it. And we've still maintained that. And that's still, I think, been a healthy practice. You get to come back like you did, you know. I can't get around and get in the car and go take you shopping and go get you brand new earrings like you got this past weekend and, you know, and new Steve Madden shoes, you know, like, but like, it's good that your mom can. It's good that you have those experiences. And I'm glad that we've stuck to that. And I'm glad that you've stuck by, you know, I've watched you grow in the last 3 months in the way that you take care of me, the way that you have foresight the way that I hadn't seen you have before, where you're like, all right, is there anything you need, or there's a thing that's here that's needs to get done. Let me just go ahead and do it, you know, without being asked. And things that are just really, really awesome, really, really helpful, you know, when you're in pain or when you got a lot going on. And So I appreciate that. And I think that you've done a great job. I think it's been a learning process for both of us, for mm-hmm. sure. But yeah, that's been our last 3 months. And there's so much more about it. And maybe, you know, we'll pick some more of that time apart. But today, in the time we have left, I want to talk about our words for the year. And here's the reason why. You know, first of all, there's something inside of my mind that wants to rebel against pretty much anything I hear. I don't know what it is. But I hear like, oh yeah, everyone's doing a New Year's resolution. And I'm like, nah, I'm not. You know, like, but there's just something about it that makes me want to like push up against it and say, why? Mm-hmm. I remember a story when I was young, my mom telling me how annoying I was. She was saying it in a much more loving way, but she was talking about how I would just never stop asking why. And I think I've mentioned that on the podcast before, but I had been kind of wrestling with these word of the year, right? In the last couple years, I've kind of set a word out. And what I've realized is that for me, the way that we want to do it in this house, in this ministry, is for us to come up with a word to ponder. I realized that it's a word to ponder more in the last like couple months because the very first word, and I'll go first with my word, the very first word that God gave me was the word broken. And I was like, come on, God. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I see all these people out there and they're posting like surrender, joy, happiness, you know, like elation, freedom. And those are their words. My word last year was
unleashed.
You know, you painted me that really pretty picture of it on the wood. Unleashed. Yeah, unleashed, powerful. Like, it's unleashed. What are you going to do with this word, God? Whatever it is, it's going to be awesome because it's the word unleashed. And, I mean, who knew what unleashed would end up meaning for me over the course of the year? Unleashed from work, unleashed from certain friends, unleashed from a lot of different things that I didn't expect. But ultimately, freedom, right? That unleashing was freedom for me. And it represented a whole lot of things that God wanted to kind of be like, okay, things are cool, but now it's time to go do something else. It's time for a new season. And so it took me a while to understand it, down to like the wire, down to the last few months, last month of the year. Still didn't exactly know what it was. But this year I wanted you and I to kind of ponder words. Not because it's a cool thing to do, not because it's a thing to post on Instagram, because I want us to have a word that helps to drive our curiosity with God over the course of the year. And so for this year, I was, you know, prayed and prayed and prayed, and God was like, broken. And I was like, I wasn't exactly happy about it. I remember I think you were in the room when I was like, I hope that's not the word. I hope that's not, I don't, God, please don't let that be the word, because that word sucks. Like, I got nothing. I can't be like, guess what, guys? The words for my year 2021 is broken. Yeah. But that's the word. That's one of the words. And I can share some of the things that he's kind of shown me around, maybe some of the curiosities that I have around the word. But before that, I wanted to ask you. You've had a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no wrong answer. What word will you ponder in 2021 on the planet Earth in the United States of America, Chicago, Illinois, West Haven Park, Chicago? All right. In this house. Okay. Go.
So it actually... What, like, when you first asked me this question, like, what was my word, what's going to be my word for 2021, you know, I had no idea.
Sure.
You know, but pretty, pretty recently, I would say I've been using this word more, thinking about this word more, and like, and yeah, just like relating to it.
Mm-hmm.
So my word is healer.
Mm.
my word for 2021 is healer.
Healer.
Not just, okay, here's like what, not a slogan, but like here's like what the quote background of it is.
Yeah.
By the way,
I have no, that's the first time I heard this. First time. Yeah. We have not talked about this. There was no context. I said, do not tell me.
Yep.
Until we're recording. All right. Go ahead. Healer.
So
I want to hear it.
My word's healer. And the way I would describe healer for myself would be not just a person who heals, but a person who is healing.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. I felt like everyone's gone through a lot in 2020 and even the beginning of 2021.
Yeah.
So much has happened.
Yep.
And I feel like we've even talked about this before on the podcast where a lot of the time I like to ignore myself and ignore what I'm feeling and push it aside to make sure everybody else is okay.
Sure.
And I've been doing my best to, like, work on that more.
Yeah.
You know, and so, and I will admit I probably haven't done the best job,
mm-hmm.
you know, but that's the point, to keep working on it.
That's right.
You know, and so for healer, you know, it means two things.
Mm.
A person who's able to heal.
Yeah.
And a person who is currently healing.
Yeah.
You know, and that actually came up, that word actually came up during a small group I had and during winter camp at Soul City.
The other day.
Mm-hmm.
Like last week.
Like
right?
last week. Saturday, yeah, exactly. And we were talking about like a word. We're talking about like struggles that we go through in our small groups, you know, and talking about things like kind of like stepping on that uncomfortable edge, you know, not going fully off of it, but just like kind of hovering over there, you know, like taking a step forward, you know, in that uncomfortable state, you know. And so we were kind of like just talking about things that make us uncomfortable to talk about with other people.
Yeah.
You know, and one of those things being for me was just kind of like talking about how I'm actually feeling.
Yeah.
Talking about my mental health.
Yeah.
You know, and so I definitely wasn't comfortable talking about it, you know, but it definitely helped me a lot to talk about it in that small group. You know, and that small group was great too because it was people I never really talked to, you know, which is great. And so, yeah, and our small group leader, she asked us to, or like one of the questions or one of the prompts she had for us was, what's one word you would describe as like, as yourself or that situation? I can't exactly remember, you know?
Yeah.
And the word healer came up.
Yeah.
You know, and I told everybody that I told that I said that, like, healer, you know, not just a person who heals other people, but a person who is healing.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah.
Mm, that is, that is so awesome. And maybe we should start doing resolutions and all those weird things that people do in the world that I resist. But no, it's just incredible. It's just incredible. And what a good word to be curious about for the year. And I have so many things to say about being a healer, about the healer, about so many. But you know what? This is your word.
Mm-hmm.
And this is your journey. And it's going to be amazing to check in at the end of the year and say, you know, what do you think God's shown you about the word healer? Mm-hmm. What do you think he's shown you about what it is to be a healer, right? And be a healer. I love that you are taking it to the point of like, being a person that heals other people. Yeah, that's definitely a meaning of the word, but I can feel and resonate with your intention to be a healer, as in a person who's healing. Mm-hmm. And that is,
and also that's incredible. With saying healing, you know, because like adding the ing, you know, not who has healed.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm not fully healed.
Sure.
You know, and I don't think, not that I ever will.
Yeah.
But there's going to be things in the future that I will have to heal.
Sure.
From.
Yeah.
So until that happens.
Yeah.
You know, if my word stays healer for the rest of my life.
Sure.
You know, I don't think I could say healed.
Yeah.
Until that's actually true.
Yeah. Wow. So many things. So many thoughts. Lord, just, I'm so thankful for you just putting your hands on my kid and taking her through this. And I just am excited about it. So thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it. It's a quick little prayer about that. There's so much there. What an incredible word. I'm so thankful that you have a good word since mine's broken. and what is it like to have a broken person and a healer in the same house? It's kind of like saying the same thing. It almost just kind of feels like the same thing. But to close the loop on the word broken for me so far, my curiosity has been piqued more than my shutdown has been. Mm-hmm. Because I've realized that God has also given me a word that is also a word that's important for the ministry that I'm starting. And I didn't realize, I'm like, I was kind of short-sighted. I'm not going to lie. Like, what are you saying? I'm broken, God? And the reality is we all are, you know?
Exactly.
So I was kind of like in my feelings about the fact that he was kind of calling me out for being, and you know, at the same time, I'm also, you know, I'm also like in my feelings about how broken I am, right? How sensitive, being real sensitive about the fact that, real sensitive about it. When I'm a pretty good person at having a good laugh at myself, I can tell that I'm in a bad place when I'm like, yo, that's not funny. You know, like if it's about me. And so I think that part of that was part of my resistance to that word. But more importantly, it's been a really good word for me to start to be curious around. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, God, show me the places that I'm broken, because I know that the Bible says that in the places where I'm weak, that's where you're strong. Mm-hmm. So the places that I'm broken, that's like, those are my edges that I get to be connected to God at and to be connected to God in. So in my brokenness, God can actually make me complete in him. And that to me is one of the ways that I've been able to be curious and some of the things that he's already starting to show me about the word broken. But thank you, Jesus. He gave me another word because I was like, God, I will chase this brokenness. I will figure this brokenness thing out all year long if you want me to. But then he started popping this other word up like out of nowhere. And I was like, okay, that's a really cool word. I really would rather that be my word. But sometimes God's like, nah, broken is the word. But I also want you to remember. And so remember is my second word for 2021. And here's the thing. You come up with a second word. Great. Third word, great. If the words are words that we're using to ponder and be curious about God and be curious about what God's going to do, let's have 400 words. Maybe not. But let's try to have, if there's something else that comes up, that's the reason why I told you earlier, no pressure with saying it. You could say that it's, by the way, healer is definitely an amazing word, and that's an amazing word. But if God adds on to that, if he says that there's a different word or something else that's he wants to explore, then let's do it.
Yeah.
But the word remember, and you know, It's for me right now, the same way that broken kind of triggered me into being like, ugh, it triggered me into looking at the brokenness that I'm experiencing and have experienced in the last 3 months, physically broken, mentally at some points broken, you know, spiritually at some points broken,
mm-hmm.
financially broken. Just the brokenness, right? And just like, instead of drawing attention to all the things, again, all ways that I need to be depending on God to help us figure out the whole of what's going on. But remember, oh man, remember feels so good to have as a word.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember for me is to remember how much I love listening to Outkast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, to remember the swag that I used to have when I was a kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, the just to remember the confidence that God's built inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't make sense to anybody else and didn't make sense exactly to me either. But for me, for him to give me a word where I can look back, I can remember the places where God's given me help. Before the place at the times when I've been like, oh, this is the worst thing that's ever happened, and God's showing up for me to remember, for us to remember half the time, I feel like it's so powerful.
Yeah,
it's so powerful for us to kind of have my, you know, and my mom, it's not a new concept, it's not a new thing, it's not a new you know. But it's so powerful. My mom has always said, anytime that anyone's ever said something to me that's been like really profound, really powerful, really like inspirational, mm-hmm. she's like, you need to keep a journal of all those things. Because one day you're going to need to remember. You're going to need to remember how good God was. And so now, in the last probably few months, you know, maybe even a year, if someone sends me like a card that's really inspirational, I'll probably either take a picture of it, or if someone sends me a text message. Sometimes I can read a text message from someone and be like, man, that was powerful.
Mm-hmm.
That was so encouraging. That was so inspirational. That was so powerful for me to read. And it was so perfectly timed that I'll take a picture of it and I'll save it to my computer in a folder called The Goodness of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I have these seasons, like this last 3 months, and I'm not saying that I did a great job of it in the last 3 months, because, I mean, it drugged out of my mind and painful out of my mind. Seriously. And at some points. But man, to be able to remember is for us to stop forgetting that God's always there and mm-hmm. he's always close.
Yeah.
And he's always on time. And he always provides, you know? And so remember. So I get to ponder broken. Ponder the broken. Whether it's the broken me, Joel. Whether it's the broken Hannah. Whether it's the broken, you know, whoever mm-hmm. in and around me. Or ponder the broken as I write a mission statement for the ministry. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like I get to ponder the broken and hope that it, and know that it's a place, it's on those broken edges that God meets us and makes us complete, makes us whole. And then I also get to remember. I get to remember times that God's done it, that God showed up,
yeah.
that God's like shown out. I get to remember, like, you know, things like, you know, like when we go through and we look through photo albums, we're just like, man. Gosh, like, look how cute you were. Like, you did this, you did this, you did. You know, like, those are times of remembering. And yeah. remembering is good. Remembering is so good. And it's so therapeutic and it's so helpful. Even though you don't think that you look that cute in some of the things that we did and the outfits that we had you in. But it's so good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So good to remember. It's so good to remember, like, relationships that, you know, Wesley. Right? Remember Wesley? And the look on her face right now is just like mortified. Because, like, hey, that was your first little cute little boyfriend. You're so cute. He's such a cute little boy in preschool, you know? But like, it's just fun, you know, to like remember. It's fun to like think about those things. So I'm really thankful for, the opportunity to remember. I'm also really thankful for the opportunity to ponder brokenness. I'm excited to hear what God does in with the word healer. Oh man, it's such a it's so good. It's so much better than both of my words put together. And you know, and I think
Beat that, Dad.
yeah. Okay, just great. Kidding. You know, but eat that, Dad. All right. But no, I'm thankful for that. I'm happy for you for that. I'm happy to be able to check in around that word, you know. And we'll do that, and we'll kind of keep, you know, tabs on what God's doing in that space. And what's crazy about it is once we kind of have those words, we start to see him everywhere, you know, and it just starts to come up, and it starts to, and it's very much along the lines of like when you put your focus on something, or you turn your gaze in a certain direction, God will show up every single time,
right?
And he'll deliver every single time.
Yeah.
And he'll show you like what to look forward to every single time. And then very similarly, you know, when we just kind of let ourselves fall down the TikTok, TikTok tunnel, or whatever it is, like those, you know, our focus and our attention is just like in a place where it's not bad. You know what I'm saying? It's not evil or whatever it is, but it's just not. I want to make sure that we have intentional focus in our family and in this ministry. I want to make sure that we have intention, like we're actually actively looking for, you know, goodness for God to show up.
Yeah.
And that's our first show back after 3 months. And it's Sunday. So what do you plan on doing with the rest of your Sunday?
I'm going to watch iCarly. iCarly's now on Netflix.
And oh, yeah?
It's super exciting, yeah. So I'm rewatching iCarly.
What are you playing with right now in your ear? Your right hand. Where's your right?
Earring.
I know. Say it in the mic.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm playing with my earring.
Tell me about the earring.
So I got, me and my mom went to Hot Topic yesterday. Although we went to the mall first to get like her necklace or something. And then we went to Hot Topic, and I got like I got three things of earrings, but like one of them had like three pairs, you know? So technically I got five pairs of earrings in total. And one of them is like a single, and so you just put it in your ear, you know, and then the top of it is like a clamp, and it's like a chain connected to your ear, but it also has like some black painted safety pins on it that just like kind of dangle. I really like it, and so I've just been like messing around with that.
Yeah.
And then the other earring I have in is like a zipper, like a zipper earring. It's really cute.
Yeah, they are really cute. It's cute to see a little zipper hanging out from underneath your headphones. But I love the cuff. So the cuff is like it goes in your ear, and it has a chain that kind of clips to the top part of your ear.
Yeah, so it's not a piercing, it's a clamp.
Yeah, it's really cute. It's really cute. I love your style. I love what you're doing, like just being exploratory, you know, with it, and just figuring out what you want to do and how you want to wear your hair and, you know, all that. I love it.
I also got he already mentioned it, but I got really cool Steve Madden boots.
Yeah, you did.
They're like
Docs, but better.
Almost.
Yeah.
They're like taller. Mm-hmm. Like the platform on them is taller. They're probably like an inch and a half, maybe. Yeah. I'm already like 5'11", so I'm probably like 6 feet in those boots.
That's 6'1" or 6'2".
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, girl. I cannot believe that. You're that's crazy. We need to have like a stat check. Like, okay, 13, 5'11". You're 5'11". That's crazy to me.
Almost, I'm taller than mom, though.
Especially in those boots.
Yeah. Sorry, I got really cute boots, too.
Yeah.
Oh, but for the rest of my Sunday, I'm probably going to call one of my friends and play Roblox.
Yeah. Roblox.
It's my favorite game.
Yeah, I know. I don't know enough about it to have an opinion yet. I'll probably have to download it and play it or something. I don't know.
I've played it with you before.
Really?
Yeah, I used to, remember I used to use your computer to play. I had it downloaded on your computer.
Oh, yeah.
And I would AirPlay it to the TV.
Yeah, I think I remember that. And you guys are playing Cops and Robbers or Jailbreak or something?
It was called Jailbreak. It's called Jailbreak.
Oh, okay. That's what you're still, so, but yeah.
I don't play that game anymore. I mean, I sometimes do, but I mostly play a different one. And also you let me get Robux too, and not skins, no. You get accessories.
Ew.
He
said skins, ew.
That's Fortnite. Skins is Fortnite and Apex and
those games. I don't know. I'm just trying to stay.
But yeah,
hit.
I got Robux too, and so my character is amazing.
Love it. All right, well, I'll pray.
Okay.
You want to pray?
No, thanks.
Okay. I'll pray. Lord, thank you so much for this time. Thank you for this opportunity to connect. Thank you for the gift that it is when we are intentional with our ways, when we are not just haphazard, not just go with the flow, but when we actually actively look for you, actively look for each other, actively share, create space to share, or we set aside time to communicate. Just love what you do in that space. But I pray that for anybody out there that is interested or curious or wants to come up with or listen to you for a word, I pray that you give them a prompting to just say the next following couple words. Dear God, just give me a word to ponder this year. Give me a way to connect with you better in this year, even if it's through the porthole of a word, even if it's through the door of a word, the window of a word, the connection of a word. Give me that word. Give me a word. Press upon my heart. Make it clear. Let it show up more than one time. Let it, in whatever way that you have to, Lord, let it show up for me so that I can have a word that I share with you, that I get a chance to ponder my existence, my purpose, my relationship with you. Something, Lord, that points me to you. Give me a word to ponder. And Lord, that's my prayer for anybody that's listening right now, is that they have a word to ponder. They have something to ponder. The more questions we ask of you, the closer we are to you. The more times we look your direction, the easier it gets to see who you are and see how good you are and see how loving you are and connecting you are to us in this world. So we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for the ability to share with each other. I pray, Lord, that more and more people in this world feel comfortable sharing with each other. More and more people in this world find the need and the ability to open up their hearts and just share with each other. And just share. We know, Lord, that it's what you've pressed upon me to do with our family, with this ministry moving forward, to continue to inspire people to share. And so we just ask you that, I pray, Lord, that you bless this ministry. That's something, Lord, that more and more as I feel, I don't know why I feel more pressure. I don't want to feel pressure with it, but more and more I continue to put pressure on myself to do the right thing or say the right thing or have the right idea or lead us in the right direction. Lord, just give me the way and let me do whatever it is that you want me to do. And let me hand off anything that you want me to hand off. And let me continue to have that posture in and through this ministry as it grows. We love you. We thank you for all the things that we've talked about on this podcast. All the pain that we've outlined. We submit it to you. We thank you for it. We actually thank you for it. Thank you for taking us through this. Thank you for showing us what it's like to be in pain in a different way, Lord. Because my heart now is forever changed for people in pain, forever changed for the people that are caregivers of people in pain. It is forever changed. And I thank you, Lord, that is forever changed, and that I can connect with more and more people over the course of this earth, that my daughter can do the same thing, that my daughter can have a different way of understanding people in pain, physically or emotionally. Keep making those connections for us. Keep showing us how to be better servants in your kingdom. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I am so thankful for this time.
Me too.
And let's just keep doing it. Let's get back to it.
Yeah.
Let's recommit, double down.
Yep.
And keep on. We got to keep on. For each other and for whoever else God's got out there listening.
Yeah.
You know? And I know that we talk a lot about, like, this is a conversation between you and me, for you and me. But it's very clear that God's used this space to touch some people's lives.
Yeah.
And it's just such an honor. Such an honor to be part of.
Yeah.
So let's keep doing it. I love you so much.
I love you, Dad.
Do, 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 do. Okay, all right, now I'll play the music. All right, you guys. Bye, guys.
Bye.